Big events. Big events. We looked at the ascension last week. Our Lord Jesus Christ had been in the tomb, laid low in that way. Had to die, didn't he? Had to die because we can't be saved from our sins unless he had. But he didn't stay in the tomb because God was going to show that this is indeed my son. And he has done all things well. And you can be encouraged to know that is where your future is too. If you believe in him, that as he rose from the dead, so will you. And so from the tomb he came and then went up to glory, up to heaven. 40 days on earth, be seen by his disciples and others, then up to heaven. What next? Well, this is the next big event. It is his coronation. His coronation. And it's complicated a bit, this. He's God. And as God, he's always God. Never not been God. That means he is exalted and glorified, that he is a king in his own right. But when he took flesh, that was different. Something else happened there. And that in the time before time was, when all of this was being put together by God, the plan of our salvation, that the Son was going to have to take flesh. It's going to have to be a human being as well as being God. But then in doing that, and though it meant he'd be humbled, he's going to have to die, going to have to live on earth and suffer all the things that go with that, have to eat and drink and do all the things we have to do. He'd have to share the whole experience that way. But then he was promised that in doing that, in all the sufferings he would have to bear and the agony of bearing our sin, he would then be exalted. He was going to be raised up. And all that he had suffered was now going to be changed around, reversed, so that he would go to glory. And then, as part of the reward of his work, and what was always the plan, he then, as the God-man, as God but God in the flesh, would be exalted and will be crowned. Sits at the right hand of God, and that tells us all we need to know there. This was a big event when he went into glory, separated by the clouds, and went into whatever we can consider the location of heaven to be, but he's there, and it's real, and it's true, and he sat at the right hand of his Father. Now, not anybody sits at the right hand of the Father. Only one who is equal in dignity, in worth, and glory. And that's who the Son is, and sits there. Not now, humanity, goodbye, when he ascended, ditch that, that was horrible stuff. No, he's there still with our humanity. And he reigns as the God-man, exalted and glorified. And that hadn't happened before to our Lord Jesus Christ, who had come in the flesh. He'd been humbled, hadn't he? He'd been laid very low, had to die, look as if he was cursed of God. Well, now he has got to be properly recognized for who he is and recognized as who he is, as God who came in the flesh. So now the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ of the Gospels, is now seated. The Father is pleased that he should sit there, and he is going to reign and continue to reign there. He's going to rule the world. That's his domain. Indeed, all the universe is his domain. He's going to rule over the church. Particular thing he was going to do is to rule over the church and be able to bless churches and the individual believers in those churches and pour good things into their hearts. We'll come a bit more to that, I think, next week there, what that's going to mean for us, next big event. And that continuing government goes on and on and on, talking big events here, until his return. And then that kingdom, which is his, he then presents to the Father, that God may be over all and in all. And he rules till all his enemies are going to be made a footstool for his feet. The last enemy is death. That goes on. That continues until he returns. But even that then is going to be defeated. His resurrection is the beginning of showing us that, is the first fruits of that final victory, which releases us all from death and decaying bodies. We're going to get a glorified body that day. So he is very busy at the moment at the right hand of God. And one of the things he does there is to pray for us. That's part of what he is to do, because he's our prophet, our priest, and our king. Well, we understand the king. He's got his throne at the right hand of God. But he's still our priest, our great high priest, praying for us, praying for all his people, praying for us when we're asleep and we're not kind of there to pray for ourselves, and praying for us when we're discouraged and in despair and perhaps not thinking right and we're not praying ourselves. He's praying for us, and he's praying for us now, and he's praying for all his people all over the world. Never misses one of them, never loses track of any of them. And that's a great, great encouragement. And he's our prophet as well. He gives by his spirit, his truth continuing. The Bible speaks, preaches on a better day, say something that might be worth hearing, etc., etc. And that's his work continuing the right hand of God. So ascended, the ascension, looked at that last week. And now he's crowned with many crowns. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, angels, principalities, powers are all under his control and dominion. So it's a good day, isn't it? That is bright and sunny, but I tell you what, it's a good day to remember these big events, because it makes a great, great difference to how we live, that our confidence can be in God, confidence in Christ and all he's doing for us. Preserved and protected are his people. And the fact that he's at the right hand of God is a very clear evidence of that. But there's something he did at his coronation that is also very significant. Next big event, which we'll look at, God willing, next week.